Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. I just click one button and I am on different platforms getting more followers and more sponsors. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it. Go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Welcome home. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Daily Dose. My name is Stella Damasis and I am your host. Oh, my word. It has been ages. I feel like it's been over a year since I spoke to you. It's been such a long time. It's been almost a month, guys. I am so glad to be back. I took a break, traveled out of the country, went to Nigeria, Africa, came back, and then I turned 40. Guys, I am a 40-year-old woman. I turned 40 on the 24th of April. And immediately after my birthday, I had to leave town again for a film shoot, and it was crazy. But I am back. It's good to be back. I have missed talking to you guys. I have missed all the, you know, favorites, the claps, the applauses. I've missed everything about Anchor, and I'm just so, so happy to be back. So in a nutshell, that's what I've been up to since I was away. The reason I went to Africa was because I had another film shoot to do, so it's been good. It's always good to have work because that's when you know you're still a working actor. So I'm so grateful to everyone who has worked with me this past few weeks. And for those who made my birthday successful, I am so grateful. It feels good to be 40. I was scared. I asked myself a couple of times, when and how did I get here? I'm 40 already. Seems like yesterday when I turned 30. And I'm like, how did I get here? But when I look at my children, I'm like, okay, I know how. But yeah, I'm very grateful for life, for health, for love, for family, for all of you. I'm grateful for all of you, you know, and for all the support and the love you have shown me. I'm grateful. So as I was watching TV today, I saw something that really made me laugh. Because as you grow older, you know, you stop getting upset about a lot of things and you just laugh at people and their ignorance, which is, it's funny to me, you know. So there was this girl, this beautiful young girl who went for her prom, and she decided to wear an Asian cultural outfit for her prom, which I thought was amazing. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was creative. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to stand out and look and just be different. This is something that I would do. I would dress like an Indian or a Middle Easterner, or I would dress like a Scottish woman. I don't care. It's an outfit. It's been sold everywhere. Now, the issue is when she wore it and took pictures and the pictures were out there, she got a lot of heat, a lot of backlash. Twitter went crazy. People were talking about misappropriation or appropriation. I'm not even sure what the word is supposed to be, but I know that people came after her. How dare you? Don't disrespect the culture. Don't do this. Don't do that. And I laughed. I'm like, grow up. Come on, guys. What is it? Come on. It's a free world. People are free to wear whatever they want to wear. She wasn't naked. She just wore something that she felt was beautiful. She was celebrating culture from somewhere else, which is the same thing that everyone's preaching. One love, you know, inclusion, diversity. So what? So what if I'm black? I'm black and I want to dress Indian. So what? I mean, a lot of us black people, we wear jeans every day. We wear t-shirts, we wear jackets, we wear suits and all of that. We're from Africa. These things that we wear every day, they're not our traditional outfits. If I was to wear my traditional outfit, I'm sure that when I step out every day, people will stare at me from morning till night. So if we can all embrace, you know, outfits from another culture, what's wrong with other people embracing other cultures as well? It's not like she's becoming Asian. It's not like she's decided to turn into an Asian overnight. No, she just wore an outfit. And if it was so sacred, it wouldn't be sold everywhere in different stores, in different colors, in different patterns, you know, in different sizes. These are things that people buy. You see something you like, you buy it, you wear it, you rock it. We have more important things to worry about and complain about and make a big deal about, not what someone wore to her prom. It wasn't revealing. It wasn't scandalous. It wasn't ugly. It didn't have any offensive logo or emblem or symbol or something. It was just a beautiful outfit. So I'm like, what's this with social media and everyone feeling that they have an opinion and trying to put someone down? And the poor girl had to go on TV to, you know, to defend herself, to say, you know, I didn't mean any harm. I'm like, girl, you don't need to say anything to anyone. Enjoy your life. You wore something that looked beautiful and decent. The rest of the people who are coming against you should get a life, man. And that's my opinion about that for today. I can't wait. I have something exciting to share with you tomorrow, but I can't wait. But thank you guys again for hanging out with me. I will speak to you again tomorrow. For people who want to know what I've been up to see it, just follow me on Instagram at Stella Damases or Twitter at Stella Damases or Facebook Stella Damases, LinkedIn Stella Damases, Snapchat Stella Damases. Where else am I? Pinterest Stella Damases. Just find me or go to my website, stelladamases.com. All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.